Hey guys, it's Bree Bell. Welcome to It's Black and White. All right, so you guys see in the title, the Lord is saying, just let it slide. Just let it slide. Just give them a pass, right? God says, when you forgive people, He forgives you. When you forgive people, He forgives you. So this is what's going on, right? There's a lot of nonsense that you've been facing. People literally have just been disrespectful and extremely inconsiderate. People have just been treating you and handling you all kinds of ways, and you've not been understanding why God is even letting these people do stuff like this. You've been praying about it, you've been trying to guard your heart and stuff like that, but you have such a big heart, and it does hurt your feelings because it's like the levels that these people have gone, you would have never, right? And then because of the love and everything that you've put into this person and have shown this person, it just doesn't even add up why they would do this to you. Like, it just doesn't make sense, right? But Holy Spirit has literally told me to tell you guys this, right? They are going to be put through everything they put you through. Point blank, period. Point blank, period. They are literally going to go through everything that they have gone, like, put you through. The reason why they do not or may have not experienced this just yet, because you're there. Because they were able to do all this stuff to you. So, okay. I don't know how to explain it, but in my head, it kind of like I could see what God is talking about. When I'm gonna give you an example. All right. So there's a group of people, and say you are one of them. Is a narcissist, right? Hold on. So, say for example, like I used to be in with a group of people, right? And I knew that this person was a narcissist, right? So I knew every time I was around this person was going to pick on me, right? I was going to be the scapegoat. I was going to be the one who, like, the shade and all the nonsense was going to go to, while everybody else was going to be nice, like they're going to be nice to them. So I stopped going to the events. I was like, I'm not even gonna show up because you're gonna pick somebody else. You're not gonna do me like that. Sure enough, because I wasn't there, they did somebody else like that. Right? So that's what it is this person, the way that they're treating you and all that stuff is because you're there. And even if you can't completely separate yourself from this person because, I don't know, if you're married to them or their family or you work with them, it's kind of like a guard your heart thing. It's like just you have to be the one, and I don't have time to go into that, but you have to be the one to kind of put up the boundary and not letting them have like that access to you to where it allows them to do that, because it's only when someone's close to you that they're able to hurt you and do stuff like that. So you have to create these boundaries and kind of protect yourselves from that. And when you do that and you kind of not be so accessible and so just in their face and soul, like if it's your husband, pray about that. But or your wife, right? Pray about that. But other people, it's like you have to figure out what it is to kind of like create that space, put the boundary, because then they can't hurt you. Okay. And so anywho, God is saying they're gonna just find somebody else who they're gonna get close to, who they're gonna trust and all this stuff, but basically kind of like replace you in a way. And they're gonna get treated like how they treated you. They're gonna come across somebody, and I've said this a long time ago. There's always a bigger narcissist. There's always a bigger person, right? And when you are away, you attract those types of people, because those are the type of people, you know, evil and evil. You know what I mean? So anyway, so God was saying they are going to deal, like, go through everything that they put you through, right? So this is why God is saying just let it go. Sometimes we look to God for vengeance, like I want to see this. Or I want to get back and all that stuff, but you're not supposed to be the one to get back at them. God uses Nebuchadnezzar, right? Nebuchadnezzar was this evil person. God uses, you know, the Philistines and all these other that God's enemies. He'll use those people who are already evil, who are already wicked. He uses those people to humble the people that hurt you. It's not supposed to be you because you're not like that. And I think this is why God says vengeance is his, because God doesn't want you sowing those seeds on yourself. Because God can't be mocked. If he says you reap what you sow, you sit up here and you clap back, then you about to get clapped back. Like, that's just how it goes, right? So God was saying, like, just let it be. Let it slide. I said in my last word, we have to give the hurt to God. You just have to. Like, there's literally no other way. There's no eating. There's no sex. There's no, you know, binge watching TikTok and just throwing your mind off. It's literally sitting there and grieving, acknowledging that pain, letting it be real, go through it, then let it go. Okay? And so God was saying, though, because of the grace and the mercy that you've shown these people and the patience and the forgiveness, you too are sowing that on yourselves, right? So that will be returned to you. Amen. God is saying, like, in this time, like, as he's pruning people out, or in your next season when he sends people into your lives, you're going to have people who are going to give you the same thing that you've given other people. You're going to have people who are going to be patient with you. They're going to be understanding. They're going to be relatable. They're going to do all this stuff. Like, they are going to be everything that you were, right? Because those are the seeds that you've sown. And it's unfortunate that we've given those parts of ourselves to the wrong people. We've given those parts of us to people who weren't able to give that back or just didn't want to. But there's always this lesson, right? Most of the times we end up in situations like this. Well, I can't even say that, because God is speaking Judas. So sometimes that's just what it is. God chose Judas. God knew that Judas was going to betray this person. So for me, it's not a loss. These are lessons. There's always a lesson in you understanding what it is, and then God will use it to grow you, right? It is to grow you. So that's pretty much it, y'all. This one was real quick. I actually have to go right now. My children are waiting on me. I wasn't prepared for that, but, you know, it is what it is. But I hope, it's nothing really much to say other than that, right? But just, you know, do your best. Me, I'm a strong believer in crying it out, letting it out, letting it be, and just, like, moving forward. So that's it. Love you guys. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.